Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who still hasn't learned how to use Logic Pro.
Kick him out while he's down.
Before every podcast record, something always messes up and he doesn't know how to fix it. And all I've said, Chris, is please just watch a 12-minute YouTube video.
I am not watching a 12-minute YouTube video by a 12-year-old teaching you how to fucking vlog, right? They go around the houses. It takes them fucking ages. If there's anyone there out there who knows how to use Logic X, right, and you can link us to a YouTube video where someone isn't a prepubescent fucking child telling us how to stream Fortnite, right, and record me audio. Listen, they give you your fucking life story, and I hate it. Right, it upsets us. It upsets us.
But I don't care. Because this is happening before every record.
I'm a busy man. It's not every record. It's starting to be every record. It literally just happened now, right? Mm. Basically, guys, you might be hearing this, you might not be. It was a robot voice for ages. We're busy as fuck anyway. We haven't got another day to record it. It was a bloody robot voice. I was nearly crying. Just come on, kicking us while I'm down.
We do the sound check and it's like 2212. It was like...
It's horrible.
But then, terrified. Do you know what? I typed into Google, why is Logic Pro doing robot noise? And it was like, how to get a robot sound effect. I was like, no, we don't want it.
Yeah, you know what the worst thing you did? I don't know if anyone's ever had this where someone... I mean, I don't really know how to use the stuff I recorded on.
But,
you know,
apparently
this sounds good. Yeah, but however... Yeah, but you know even less, right?
Right.
So what you did was, you Googled the same thing as me, and I was looking at my screen, and you were like, "Oh, have you?" You actually said, "Have you unplugged a server?" Right? Do you know what a server is?
No.
Right, because we haven't fucking got any.
Someone in a restaurant.
Brilliant. Right. So she asked us if I'd unplugged a server, which is like asking someone with a car, "Have you attached the caravan when you don't have a caravan?" Maniac. Right. And then
still don't know what it means.
Quite a good analogy. And then you looked and you read word for word the same thing I was looking at. You went, "There's a lead being disconnected," and you were using like the terminology.
Do you want me to take over doing the logic?
I can't have you taking over more stuff in my life. Right. I can't. I feel like you muscled in too much. I don't have much left. I don't have much left.
Right,
honestly.
Then get them YouTube videos watched.
I'm absolutely demented. But it's working. It seems to be working right now.
We're here.
Dear listener, the beefs have started really fucking early. honestly, I tell you what, behind the scenes of a podcast record, I'll have a little minute there, didn't I?
You're all right.
Since we came in the studio, it's been nothing but disappointment.
We walked
up the stairs into this little podcast studio that we've got, right? And first of all, when you were downstairs, you said, "Do you want half a cupcake?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll have half a cupcake." And then we got here and you handed us a tiny bit of cupcake and went, "I had half, then I wanted more." So there you go.
Well, okay, I started eating it and it was really delicious. Yeah. And I thought, I want more of this.
So I got a crumb of cupcake. That was good.
Okay.
Just before that, we've had more lamps delivered. That's great. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, really?
Doorbell went, more lamps. Great. Buzzing with that. Fucking hell, man.
They are nice, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Right now, we'll talk about it now. Bollocks. I don't even care, man. Oh, boo doo 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 the jingle. There you go, right? Intro done. You're still here, the real one. Don't worry. So the doorbell goes. I open it. The man, right, who delivers lamps must have heard this podcast because I've never seen the fucker. He drops them on the door and he runs off down the drive. I've never seen him because I think he's scared that I'm going to throw them back in his face.
Okay.
Right. So I got the lamps. So what did you tell everyone? I've spoken about it before. If you're not aware of the lamp thing in this house, she's a maniac. She just keeps buying lamps.
I do really just love a good... I love a good light. Like, I just like nice lighting.
Right.
I've said this before, but I get really upset when you go to places, like a restaurant or someone's house, and the lighting's just awful. I want to leave.
Like Asda at midnight.
Oh, just... Yeah. Oh, just bright and disgusting.
And that's fair enough, right? But we've got a disproportionate amount of lamps, and then a disproportionate amount of lamps to shades, yeah, which is crazy. Tell everyone today... What came in the post? How many lamps came in the post?
Two
lamps.
Yeah.
How many shades came in the post?
Three shades.
Maniac. Why would you do that? We've now got another surplus shade to go somewhere.
No, because I put it on a different lamp and I swapped the shade.
And where did the shade from that one go?
Then we've got a spare shade.
Oh, another spare fucking shade, she says. Christ
alive.
You
just swap them around. Chris, oh, I'm sorry. Do you wear the same shirt every day, do you? Eh?
Don't be in... How can you... But a comparison between a lampshade and a shirt.
Changing its top, man.
Your lamp's fucking sweating, are they?
No, it's just a nice little change. For God, they're not that expensive. Well, so that chill
is,
out.
That is, the one thing, you know, you could be buying bloody, going daft, getting bloody Chanel handbags and bloody Christian Dior tampons or whatever it is you people buy.
Wow. I mean, really, really, you want to go there? Want to mention man. Tampons? Bloody designer tampons, eh?
Diaphragms or whatever you buy. What do you buy? Gussets and corsets
and diaphragms.
I wonder, and
that's something interesting. Mm. You know, really, like, billionaires.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of tampons they use. Probably wonder if there is designer tampons.
What, 20s? Oh, no, they're not paper anymore. They're that plastic now.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, they wouldn't soak.
Oh,
my word. What kind of tampons do really rich people use?
That's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, I wonder if they just use normal, but then they wrap, you know, the string in, like, gold chain or something.
Like a bath plug. like the dog tags of a US Army veteran just jangling around in between the legs.
That is awful.
Oh,
so there you go. At least you're paying tax on something. So.
Yeah, fair play. Now, guys, honestly, I don't even know what episode it is. No. I'll find out afterwards. No, I haven't got a clue. No. My head's boxed. I think it's 129, but I don't want to commit to it. But listen, without any further ado, listen, Rosie, look me in the eye now. Do you want to be able to afford them designer tampons?
We haven't got time for a sponsor.
Do you want to be able to afford them designer tampons? Because we've got a sponsor coming right your way.
I wouldn't waste my money on designer tampons.
Hey guys, gigs are back, comedy's back, the world's open up, we're all getting back to normal again. Thank fuck! But
sorry about that.
Still a little bit of rain in the rain cloud? Not silver lining, the other bit. Still a bit of shitness to come,
right?
Because guess what?
What?
Weddings are coming back.
Right, yeah? Good.
This week's sponsor is... Getting put on the shit table at a wedding.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Want to know where you stand in someone's social circle? Wait till that table plan, because you might be on the shit table at the wedding. Oh, where are we on this board? Oh, you're at the bottom there, table 19. You're next to the toilet on a table with four single people and a couple that met on holiday in 1997. And the DJ, who's allowed a meal before he plays tonight. The shit table at the wedding. One up on the kids' table, right next to the toilets.
Did we have a shit table? I don't think we did, you know.
I think we just deleted the full shit table and then told people they couldn't come.
Maybe, I can't remember.
Genuinely, cards on the table... I have absolutely no problem with people who put people on shit tables at weddings or who just don't invite you to the daytime because it's absolutely horrendous. I remember I had a friend who was like, can't believe I'm not coming to your daytime, dude. And I was like, you joking? I was like, do you know how fucking hard it is? And then he got married and he literally texted going, I'm really sorry. He was like, I'm really, really sorry. It's hell on earth.
It is. It's awful. Oh. Well, I've said this before. My friend put it perfectly. She was like, if they turned up at your door, would you give them £100?
Yeah, right. Or however much the table is.
Well, that's normally how much it is per head.
I mean,
like,
it's crazy
nowadays.
Expensive at weddings, yeah.
And I was like, that's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Because no.
Is that why there was no one at our wedding?
So there was three people there.
Just a table of lamps and a little designer tampon.
Listen.
Little tampon chain hanging.
Would have been lovely.
Right. God damn it, play that jingle. I'm sweating. I've had a horrible time.
Calm
so
down.
Far.
Here's a jingle.
Oh. Lie me down.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's...
Oh my God, it's all falling apart. That, hey, don't even joke. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Episodes. Oh. What happened there?
You choked, didn't you? But it's episode 129. Everything's falling apart.
No, do you know what the problem is, Chris? Mm-hmm. I've got a really tickly cough, but you're not allowed to have a tickly cough anymore.
Do I have to get the shotgun from the shed and put you down? You're telling me you've got a cough.
I'm not leaving that. I've done COVID tests. I've done one every day, but I haven't got COVID.
I actually did one to you last night while watching the telly. I was romantic, wasn't it?
It was really nice. But I've just got a tickly cough because other things still exist.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go anywhere because if you cough, it's like...
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Death stare.
I'll take you out of the field and I'll put you down. Put you out to pasture. It's really dark.
Is that what that means?
I don't
know. Put you out of pasture. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that just where they go and eat? Well, doesn't mean they kill them.
Well, I don't know. I just said it. Yeah, here's a better one. I'll take you to that farm where we take all the animals.
Yeah.
When they were getting old. There, I'll take that little farm.
We didn't actually have that many pets when we were younger, but my mum and dad never lied about them dying. They just said, oh, they've died.
Oh, yeah, no. My mum said she hated the hamster because it used to escape all the time. Mm. We had a white hamster with red eyes, albino, called Henrietta.
Nice.
And it escaped constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this old cage that I got hand-me-down off my cousin and it would push the top off the cage.
It
full-on fucking bench press the lid off it. We used to have to put yellow pages on top of it.
Wow.
And it got under the shower. It got behind the fire. I've said all along, pets that are just trying to fucking escape are not pets.
Just let them go. They don't want to be... Hamsters do not want to live in your house.
They don't want to be in your hand.
They don't want to be there. They don't want to be held.
They don't want
to cuddle. They're terrified of you.
Yeah.
Don't get them. Yeah. I don't think they should be pets. Yeah. I really don't.
Oh, don't, because the fucking National Hamster Brigade will be all over.
They'll be buzzing. They don't want them as pets. I need a cough.
Killer. Right, where's me going? Goodness me. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, guys, the podcast wasn't working. Just turned the computer off and on again.
Yeah.
The IT crowd, they had that spot on.
That's all you've got to do, isn't
it? Off and on. Bang. Sorted. Mm. Hopefully.
It's too technical now,
but
man.
There we go. Listen, speaking of pets.
My word.
Yeah.
We've got pets.
We've got pets now.
Shit.
We've got pets. We've got five pets.
Eh?
Five pets. Three fish.
Oh.
Two snails.
Oh, the snails that you bought in the tank.
I'm an aquarium guy now.
Oh, don't, honestly.
That's what I do.
And right, okay.
I'm an aquarium guy now, guys. Just in case you're wondering, if you want any tips about keeping your tank clean or, filtering or gravel or, anything like that. How much food to give them, kind of fish you want.
God.
Air pumps. I'm just an aquarium guy now. It's what I do.
If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know Chris is... You're a total loser, aren't you?
Yeah.
Really. And when he gets his teeth into something, he really goes a bit crazy. So we said a while... We talked about fish. Why did we... Oh, we tried to get a fish last year.
The guy was like, you've got to buy the tank and then come back in a week.
Do you ever want to get it on a whim?
Well, I think it's to stop people getting them on a whim, but I'm not a heartless guy. But when the bloke was like, oh, you need to keep the water... You need to make sure the water's okay, otherwise they'll only last 5 years instead of 15. I was like, fucking 15? Jesus Christ, the never-ending goldfish.
I'm sorry, but Amaris for a fish for 15 years.
Hey, listen, don't you dare, because when I'm going to look after them like my children downstairs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we went to the pet shop. Mm-hmm. And
you were in there for a lifetime.
Can you remember the last thing you said? It was before I went to the pet shop.
No.
I walked in with Robin. You grabbed me hand as I was getting out the car because you were sitting in the car and Rafe was asleep. Can you remember your exact words? Because I remember them.
No, what did I say?
Don't go mental.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I went absolutely mental. You let Robin go mental, which is not good
either. Yeah, we both went
absolutely
ballistic. So basically, right, we were looking at really small tanks, really lovely little...
Hang on, you FaceTimed me.
Yes.
It's a smaller tank than what you bought.
I showed you the small tank and I went, isn't that great? And you went, yeah, and we talked through it on the FaceTime and you went, that's fantastic. And what were your last words on that phone call?
I don't know why you remembered everything
right now,
I said.
Because Exhibit A, Judge, I remember the exact words you said.
Right.
Your last words were, and I quote, it's going in your office anyway, Chris, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Red rat rubble. Went mental, didn't I?
Right.
Went literally, I was standing far left of the aisle at the smallest one. I put that one down. I turned right. I went all the way to the right side of the aisle. The prices went up and up and up and up and up and up. I got the one right at the end. I went, I love that.
Hang on.
What?
How much was it?
Well.
Right.
Listen.
The one you FaceTimed me, I was shocked.
Right.
Because that was £110.
Right. That not too much more, actually. But can you put a price on a child's joy and the learning?
No, you absolutely can.
It was £160.
£160
yes.
For the tank.
But it's got lights in it, and it's got a heater, and it's got a filter.
Why has it got a heater? They live in the sea.
They're tropical fish, you heartless bitch. They're tropical?
Oh, so they're warm sea.
What do you think? I'm getting fucking cod from the North Sea.
Chris, I didn't know.
Crabs from the Shields Beach.
I mean, back in the day, that's what you could have done.
Tell you what, honestly.
So hang on, how much were the fish?
Surprisingly cheap, the fish.
How much?
About £5 each or something like that.
All right,
but okay. I got a £5 off voucher. So I got one of them for
did
now.
Did you?
One of them's a fucking freeloader in there.
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
What?
Money off when what? You buy stuff.
What, like living things?
I don't know how I feel about that.
You get half a dog for free.
Yeah. It's like, buy this dog and get its brother. 20% off.
I know what you mean. It's a bit heartless given freebies on live animals. But so we've got I can't remember the name of two of them. I can't remember what
bubble
kind
gum, candy.
What fucking names the kid gave them. What Robin gave them. I meant we've got two, I can't remember what they're called, something. They're quite placid. And then I got a Japanese fighting fish.
You are such a saddo.
Rosie's
no, because they can't see your face. The grin on your face. You are such a loser.
I tell everyone
now. I'm sorry, but
So he's called Bubbles.
Sometimes think you're fit and then you do stuff like this and I'm like, oh, he's such a fucking sad.
Think you're fit.
No, but you are sometimes and you look handsome and that and you know, and whatever. But then when you name a fish you've bought and you're grinning like a Cheshire fucking cat, it's just rank. And I go, yeah, you know he's a geek. He's a total geek.
Can we talk about the other day when you thought I was cheating on you?
Yes.
So we were in the living room the other day, finished watching the TV, and I walked through the kitchen and you went to turn off the lamps. Mm-hmm. So the lamp that's near the window.
Said, went to say goodnight to me. Little lamps.
You went to say goodnight to your lamps. Pathetic. Now, you looked out of the window and it's like a bay window, so you can see over to the right. And you saw me in the kitchen bit, which is all the glass that looks over the back garden. Mm-hmm. You saw me there on my phone just before going to bed, standing right up at the glass with me sort of back to you almost. Mm-hmm. Slyly just on my phone right next to the window, didn't you?
Yeah.
And your heart sank.
Well, I mean,
because obviously, you know, I've been on my bike and stuff. Sorry to interrupt you, but you know, I've been on my bike, got a bit of a tan, you know, lost a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Nice short hair now. Yeah. You know, I'm a bit of all right.
Wang over your fish. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey.
Honestly.
Aquaman, he's lush. I'm lush as well. I'm joking, right? But you've got this thing where you said I've got a bit handsome, which I don't really believe, but you've said that.
Well, I'm gonna stop saying it because you seem to think it.
That's upsetting.
So I just saw you and you looked really suspicious.
Yeah.
Or just, it was just very much you were like right at the glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he stood there texting? And you couldn't see me. So I stood and watched it and I was like, oh my gosh, is he like texting someone slyly? Because you always just leave your phone everywhere and you're just on it and it doesn't matter and like whatever.
I mean, for a laugh, which I do love seeing, when you pick my phone up or when you go, can I send myself that photo? I do love to shout.
Every time.
Don't read me messages.
Every time. Like
especially when other people are here.
Like I've got time to do that. So yeah, there was a moment and then I just kept watching you and then I realised what you were doing.
Yeah.
So you weren't texting somebody having an affair.
No.
You were...
You remembered who you married, didn't you? Yeah.
You were putting our new robotic lawnmower back to bed.
I was parking him up for the night.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. And I was making sure that when he comes back out in the middle of the night, his headlights were on.
Yeah.
So...
And then...
That's who you married.
That's who I married. And then I was like, no, Rosie, you didn't marry that man. You married the man who cares more about his robotic lawnmower.
Yeah.
than he does about having an affair.
That night, I tucked my robotic lawnmower in and I don't think I tucked both my children in. So
no, you didn't,
tells
actually.
More about me. But listen, the reason I respect Bubbles, the Japanese fighting fish,
why
so much.
Why are you talking about the fish again?
This is why I respect him so much, right?
Right.
You can only get one. The guy in the shop was like, he was called Ed, he was a lovely guy, shout out Ed. He said you can only get one of these kind of fish per tank because they're literally Japanese fighting fish, so they'll just kill each other. So he's like, you can only get one per tank, but what happens is you buy one and you end up buying another tank to put another one in. So you've got that coming in your future.
Why would we do that?
Because you want another Japanese fighting fish.
Absolutely,
you can't put
them
in the same tank. Well, what if I want another one? What if I see a really nice one?
Do you know the Japanese fighting fish is the one he's on Nemo?
Is he?
He's got the scars all over his face.
Right,
he's in the tank of the dentist.
Right, yeah.
That's what they look like.
But this is why I respect him, right? Because he's a little bastard. Mm. He's literally, I've never in my life encountered a fish that is sort of intrinsically an arsehole and a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
And this fish is, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Not only can you not put him in the tank with another fish of the same kind because you'll fight it. The guy said it was in the shop. Might have been winding us up. He said, you can't put it in the tank with any other fish that are prettier than it or more flamboyantly beautiful than it, because it'll get threatened and it'll fuck them up as well.
Shut up.
It's a jealous wanker.
Oh, no, I don't. Why have we
I
got
really,
that?
Oh, I respect him. I really
don't want
him. Listen, he lives in your house now.
Oh, I feel all dirty.
I did get him for half price, so that's
good.
Did
you?
Good. Yeah.
Don't tell him, he'll fucking knock you out. Jump out and start beating up the bears.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Okay, ladies first or gentlemen?
Well,
first?
You just said before we started this segment, I think you're going to enjoy this, but you might be really mad. So I'm.
Yeah.
Come on.
You want? Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Okay then. All right. Okay. So you ready for my beef? My beef is coming first. Okay. My beef with you this week, Rosie, is obviously we've got two children now. We've got a lot of work going on.
I've got two children. We're still unsure of the father.
Brilliant.
If I'm honest.
Great banter. Great banter. class banter. Well done. It's really funny. Dick. Now, obviously, earlier on in the podcast, when you slagged us off for not being able to record it properly, you turned around and went, "Do you want me to take over that as well?" Mm-hmm. Right? Remember when you said that earlier on? You want me to take over that as well?
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, different things, you were getting all the questions at one point for this, and you've just started sort of basically giving it large that you just do everything around here and
true.
I do nothing.
True story.
You basically just think I'm just on a holiday doing nothing.
I wouldn't say that, but...
You think I do fuck all and you do everything, and, you know, we're busy, Rafe still wakes up in the night, and you wake up anyway if I'm getting up with them, so you might as well just wake up, but you take offence at that as well. So you're basically just playing a bit of a martyr, thinking that you do everything, okay? So it's time for Rosie's Our House Quiz! 5 questions. Are you ready, Rosie?
What?
Rosie who does everything around our house. Are you ready for Rosie's Our House Quiz?
I never said I do everything.
Rosie who claims to do everything and Chris does nothing. Are you ready for the quiz?
Yes.
Question 1. Who is our electricity supplier?
Octopus.
Bang. Okay, fair enough. That's upsetting.
In your face.
Question 2. Uh-huh. Who is our insurance provider?
InsureYourHouse.com.
Oh, brilliant.
No,
there
hang on. No. Halifax?
Nope.
Insurance. The dog? One? I don't know.
Okay, no idea who the insurance is. Who is our oil supplier? We've got an oil heater because we're
they've dropped the oil off.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a funny name. No, it's something, it's just oilenergy.com or something. It is. What is it called?
The oil shop. Yeah,
what's
we just
called?
Go to the oil shop. You just go to the oil
what's
shop.
What's it called?
Don't
give them a little shout out.
Boiler juice.
Right, I knew it was something like that.
No, you didn't fucking know, did you?
Right, eh? Whatever.
So far, the electricity's on because we did that recently, but we're all fucking freezing and nothing's insured, right? Because you haven't done either of them.
So far, it takes one day to set this up and
listen,
then it just comes out of your bank.
No.
Right, next come on then.
Who is our water supplier?
Northumbrian Water.
That's too easy. Okay, fair enough.
Moron.
When is our TV licence due?
Right, okay, so all we've established is that
we're not watching telly either. We're not watching the telly either, are we? We're sitting freezing cold. There's no telly on. And it's careful, because nothing's insured.
Oh, I didn't know.
There we go.
I don't pay, the bills don't come out of my account.
Can you hear this? Listen. Did you hear that?
What's that?
That was me resting my case.
Well done.
What's your fucking beef?
Great. Well done. What goes into Rafe's food?
Nutrients. No. Protein.
What's Rafe's diet at the moment?
Last night I gave him a garlic bread special.
Great.
Garlic bread special from Gills. Big
Moron.
Up.
I never said that you don't do anything.
You implied it. But listen. Don't you worry.
Well, well,
it,
well done for setting up the bills. Oh, well
yeah,
done.
Don't shout too loud in that mic. You haven't insured it. Right, come on.
My beef seems really crap now compared to that, because that was quite bad. No, listen. My beef with you this week is we are currently we're rehearsing for our tour, getting it all together. We've got different names for stuff, which really pisses me off.
Right, yeah.
Because I call it rehearsals, you call it like production prep. And we're just in different worlds. You're in comedy world, I'm still in like theatre world.
Yeah, but no, because yesterday you put a thing on Instagram and you put a photo of us and we're producer and we're tour managers, like sort of everyone who's sort of helping, you know, put the glitz and glam. Because the thing is, that sounds like we're not doing anything. We are doing all of the prep for the tour, but the thing is, if the tour managers and the producers aren't there, we'll come in with things like, can Rosie fly in from the ceiling on wires with fireworks out of her arse?
Or we would turn up on stage and there'd be no set.
Yeah.
We'd be like, but they hello.
The amount of times they've had to rein us in and go, do you know that will be £1 million a day? And we go, yeah, okay, we'll not do that then.
Like, well, you got to pay for songs and shit.
But for everything, it's mad.
What?
Yeah. But you put the thing on Instagram yesterday saying, oh, rehearsals. You put a little video saying, oh, bring your baby to rehearsals. And you called it rehearsals, and all it was four people sitting on laptops. And I was like, you can't call that rehearsals. That's like a footballer going, we're doing training, and he's just sitting eating a burger. Like, well, do you know what I mean?
Speaking of the rehearsals, right, or whatever then. You call it. Obviously, we are going on tour in September.
Yes.
And then you are on tour in September and October and November and just all of the months.
I'm just all
your own tour.
Just, yeah, because, yeah. Thanks, COVID.
We're working with the same, tour manager, Reese and everyone, and
yes,
Paul,
my
who
team,
work
yeah.
on yours and mine.
Yeah.
And ours, sorry.
Yeah.
Your tour keeps bleeding into our tour, and you keep having little meetings about your tour in our rehearsal space.
Yes.
And I'm honestly putting my foot down.
Wow.
Listen, do you want to hear me put my foot down?
Yeah.
Listen, put my foot down, pack it in.
That was actually...
We are not talking about the Chris Ramsey show on our... time
because I might as well not be there. Desk. That was just a slipper. You just put a slipper on a desk. All right, okay.
It's very annoying.
Yesterday, do you know what it is? Right, I apologize. Me tour manager and both me tour managers are far too excited to see each other again because it's been 18 months and we haven't seen each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you have got the brunt of a lot of basically little boy giddiness.
Yesterday's we're talking about your LED lights. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Why are you jealous
about Chris's LED lights?
Why are you jealous?
I give
LEDs?
A shit about the smart tour, not your tour. You've got your own time for that.
Wow.
Stop bringing it in. This is a business chat, guys. You are part of a business chat
of
the Ramsey household.
Yeah.
So anyway, pack it in.
Watch The Apprentice. That's how she's learned to talk. That's why she's being such a dick.
They are a bit dickish on The Apprentice, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Carl just calls it dicks. Just calls it dicks. He was like, oh, did you watch Dicks last night? I was like, what? He's like, oh, The Apprentice is back on. I was like, oh, did you just call it dicks? He's like, yeah, I just call it dicks.
They'll not be like that in real life, though. I know someone who's on The Apprentice and she's nothing. She's not a dick. She's
the
lovely.
Last from Sunderland,
Katie,
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Yeah, but then again, let's not forget, Katie Hopkins, she was discovered on The Apprentice, wasn't she? So
is that where Katie Hopkins comes from?
It does breed a certain kind of prick.
Okay, well.
Let's be honest here.
Let's not go there.
I think your mate is the exception to the rule. There's probably others as well.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmaridanoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send all of your lovely, lovely, juicy, juicy, gross, hilarious, manky, and shocking things.
Sometimes they're nice as well.
Sometimes they're bloody lovely. Sometimes they say, listen, it doesn't have to be disgusting. It can range from silly to interesting,
mm-hmm.
to disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It can be all of them things. A heartwarming. Stay away from really sad because, you know, we don't like really, really sad.
I recently asked my Instagram followers
because
I'm currently collating questions from the public for the tour.
Yeah.
Still tickets available in December if you'd like to come.
Yeah.
And I was asking what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you want filth?
Yeah.
Or do you want gossipy, like nice?
Yeah.
Not nice, but interesting stories, like juicy gossip. And everyone said a bit of both.
That's great.
So it was really helpful, actually. But listen, we're going to start off with something a bit mangy.
Oh, no. Are you leading the dance here? Because we've got some questions each. We came up with a new system this week because we're so busy.
Oh, you've got some as well.
You've got some and I got some. So we've got a handful of questions each.
Well, I've got one here.
Okay, cool.
So I've been going right back.
Take a back now, y'all.
In the archives, skipping right back to the beginning. So this one is, it's not right at the beginning, but it's a little while ago. Hi. Please keep me anonymous.
Yes.
I have recently listened to your most recent podcast episode, Bucking Mad.
Wow.
And it was quite a while ago. And the story of the gross man who slept with a sweaty sock between his arse reminded me of some colleagues of mine.
Brilliant. Shout out to the colleagues who are sparking memory from that story.
Vile.
Jesus.
A few years ago, I worked in a very busy, grueling restaurant where the teams would work extremely long hours.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's almost every restaurant, but okay. Horrible work. And shout out to all server staff out there. Good God.
I have never worked in a restaurant.
Restaurant.
I've worked in bars, which was horrific.
Yeah.
People click at you. People used to click at it.
Click your fingers.
I'd be like, I'll rip that hand off if you click at me again, sir.
I had to stop my clicking because sometimes I click because I'm excited. I'll go like, oh yeah, and I'll click. And then sometimes people look at you as if they think that, don't, and I go, that has to stop.
Christopher?
No, I mean in conversation with people. I would never click away. I mean in conversation with people.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh shit, yeah. And someone will look and I'll go, I was doing that because I'm excited. I'll stop doing that.
Well, I'm talking about when I worked behind the bar and it was busy
and
people would be literally clicking at us like that from the other side of the bar, and I'd be like, you are getting ignored.
Oh God.
And I'd tell all my friends behind the bar, ignore that.
You had no
dick.
Friends. You didn't.
I did. I worked with Kathy Murphy, my best friend.
I've worked, obviously being a waiter in different restaurants and stuff. I've worked behind bar, I've worked waiter, and I've worked in kitchens. I've done all three levels of that, and it's all solid. So big shout out.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, they're working extremely long hours.
Grueling teams, yeah. Mm.
Now, it's very common for the kitchen team to experience something called chef's arse.
Wow.
Didn't know I had a name.
Is that on the menu? Is that the specials?
Does the chef's arse come with veg?
How is the chef's arse today? How is the chef's arse? Compliments to the chef on his arse.
It's got in brackets here. Chafing of the arse crack due to hot temperature and long shift.
Yes! Is that a thing? What? Oh my God. So me and my mate, Hoagie, right, Adam Hogarth, we used to work at the Stadium of Light, right? And we used to walk around all day, so we were service staff, but sometimes it would be you'd have to get in early and it would be prepping for the match, then there'd be a match, and then after the match, there'd be sometimes a wedding on the night. So sometimes you would do that like super shift on a Saturday where you came in at like 9 in the morning, you went at like 11 at night, it was mental.
That's probably illegal.
Yeah, but it was just overtime, wasn't it? Which you didn't get paid for. Anyway, that's another story. So basically, you would walk around all day, and me and him used to go, we always used to go like, oh my God, my arse is in tatters. It would be like, me arse is in tatters. So we had one day where it was particularly hot and would walk around the whole, we'd walk around the whole day. He was in his section, I was in my section, and then we both had to do this wedding together. And I was like, mate, I think my arse might be bleeding. Like, it's hurting that much. It feels like the sandpaper in my arse crack. Like, I'm chafing that much, right? And what happened was, they put a massive, a big long sort of, like a big long Viking table out of buffet for the wedding. Mm-hmm. And me and Hoagie had to stand and serve people as they came past. And the big massive chafing dishes were on hot trays. Mm-hmm. So imagine...
It was boiling.
Yeah, just imagine like a big solar... It looked like a big solar panel, but it was boiling hot and you had the trays on to keep
them
warm.
Yeah, and the steam comes off.
So, no, not the water ones. They looked like plastic solar panel things, but they were electric and you plugged them in and they were like hot, like a big hot thing. So imagine the table's 20 foot long and he's on one bit and I'm on the other and we're serving and people are coming up and we're going, oh, you know, potato wedges or whatever, and we're serving them, and so the heat's all coming up making you really hot. Then when loads of the stuff got eaten, the length of the food on the table decreased. So now it's a 20 foot table and just the middle 10 foot has got food on. The hot plates from the side were taken off and leant against the wall behind us, facing us.
Oh,
so the chafed arses were just heated up
The thing.
And I remember Paul was the name of the supervisor, and he kept walking past, and we were standing like at either end of the table away from the things because our arses were just on fire. And he kept coming and going, stand back in the middle so people know the food's ready. And we couldn't go, mate, like it's burning our arse. Like, me arse is
But did they not turn them off?
Well, yeah, but you turned them off, but you know,
take
like,
a while to cool
yeah,
down.
Yeah, we've got an electric hob, but it's still got that little H flashes up to say, look, it's off, but don't touch it because it's fucking boiling still. Oh, God, honestly, like chafed arse off all day.
I've ever had a chafed arse.
Horrible.
Crack.
It was like going on a sunbed in a uniform with a chafed arse. It was awful.
Well, do you want to hear how these rectify?
I absolutely do.
So,
I mean, you're 15 years too late, but yeah, what's your remedy?
It was an extremely hot and busy summer, and chef's arse was rife in their restaurant.
I feel your pain so much.
Our wonderful kitchen team came up with a solution.
Right.
They would ask the female staff for tampons and shove them between their arse cheeks throughout the service. This was known as the man pon.
Wow.
So they'd get tampons and hide them between their arse cracks.
Wow.
Would that work? Would that help? It'll stop the itching.
I don't know if it would help because I don't even know what was causing the chafage, because I always imagine sweat lubricates. I don't know what it is.
But a tampon's like a bit of cotton. It's like cotton wool.
But these are... But my problem is now that they're all putting tampons up their arse, then food to people.
No, they're not putting them up. They're wedging them in.
But
they're not going up the bum hole.
Fiddling on with their arse cracks, and now they're serving food to people.
Well, fingers crossed, they'll bloody wipe the hands. But then, you know, If 2020 is anything to go by,
yeah, they probably didn't wash their hands. Probably where it all started. When was this email from?
I don't know. Do you know what's hilarious though? I don't know why people do this. She's signed off, obviously wants to keep anonymous, with her phone number.
Why?
A name and a phone number. Don't know. People love having their phone numbers. I hate giving people my phone number. Honestly.
I don't think I've given my real phone number to someone for over a year now.
No.
There's always a digit wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Something I never thought I'd say on this podcast. I mean, I've said a lot of things I never thought I'd say on this podcast. Belly button update.
On who?
So a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even last week, I can't remember, I'm not freaking busy, we did a story about someone who said that umbilical cord.
Oh my word.
I still can't say
still
it.
Still getting it wrong. Umbilical.
Umbilical cord. Umbilical.
It's I think. Umbilical.
Said that the umbilical cord was...
Unbiblical.
So what the hell's the matter with it? Said that the belly button cord...
horrible.
This is horrible. I found me kryptonite. What if I have to say it on stage? What if I have to say it when I'm hosting something these days on telly? That thing in that comes out the belly button, they said that it was stuck in there, right?
Yes.
So someone's come in here with belly button update. Hi, I love the show and can't wait to see you on tour. I heard this week's show and the story about the pregnant lady and her umbilical, that's right, I can say it when I read it.
Well done.
Cord. I used to work on a ward in a hospital where we used to get lots of old dears with the same black minging thing in their belly buttons. It isn't umbilical cord. It is a buildup of dead skin, muck and oils. I understand why she might think that that's what it was. We used to remove them by soaking in olive oil to soften before removing with tweezers.
Oh.
We had some whoppers and kept them in specimen pots.
Oh.
They can be smelly and sometimes come out like huge blackheads with roots.
What?
If you don't give your belly button a really good clean, it can build up. We used to call them a muck plug.
Jeez.
The medical term is navel stone. Google it. Keep your belly buttons clean.
Wow. How deep's your belly button got to be?
Some people got really deep belly buttons. Some people got really deep. Oh, crazy, yeah. Not seen The Matrix, man, where the thing crawls in. People have got really deep belly buttons like that.
The Matrix is a film about when they put plugs in that in your belly button. You can't use that as a frame of reference to navel stones.
They got the idea from somewhere. You're telling me the people who wrote The Matrix didn't go, well, you could fit a bloody thing in his belly button. Hold on, I've got an idea for a film. I'm going home. And they went home and wrote it.
There you go. That's where it came from.
You know what I love? I love the idea that someone is listening to this podcast and went, oh, I just heard that story about someone saying that their umbilical cord is the... I need to email in and tell the world that that's not the case. They're just a dirty sod. Like this person. Like, where's my laptop? Someone's claiming it's a medical problem. They're actually just a fucking scrub.
I was going to say...
I love our listeners. I love you all so much.
I really...
It's like the email equivalent of, have you ever been in a pub and someone's been having a conversation, someone on another table's like gone, I just heard you saying that, that's actually wrong, and they've like jumped into someone's conversation.
Well, some people just can't stand
oh,
like
it.
Other people having an opinion or being wrong. I got an email long ago about, you know how I talked ages ago about when I held my friend's tongue when she was sick?
Yeah.
And somebody emailed in. It was really aggressive, actually. Great. And I didn't read it out because it was too aggressive, but it was like, you cannot swallow your tongue. It doesn't happen. And okay. I was like, all right, fuck me. I was like 15. Like, what? Go, do you want us to go back to me 15-year-old self and not hold me friend's tongue? Thought I was doing her a favour. Like,
so you can't swallow your tongue?
Well, this person reckons you can't.
Really?
If you're being sick,
I think it's Google
can't
time.
Swallow your tongue.
I think it's Google time.
Because that's what I was worried about. I thought she was going to swallow her tongue. I mean, she probably would have, what's it called? Choked on her own vomit before she swallowed her tongue, but you know.
Oh, I've left the caps lock on, so Google thinks I'm shouting at it.
Can you swallow your own?
Can you swallow your tongue? Sorry, Google. I'm very excited. Ooh, it is not possible to swallow the tongue.
Oh,
bodily tissue firmly connects the tongue to the mouth, which prevents people from accidentally swallowing it. It is a common myth that a person can swallow their tongue during a seizure or while asleep or if they become unconscious.
Oh, there you go.
But what website's that from?
I don't know.
Medical
probably,
news today.
Probably the person who...
No, there's loads of it. Why it's impossible. In. Yeah, apparently it's impossible.
Great. I'm so glad we all know that. But,
wow.
But the thing, my thing is, I didn't need to know, because if it's impossible to do it, then what does it matter?
Yeah, you just had your finger on her tongue, didn't you?
Just touched her tongue. We were good friends.
Bit intrusive. So, in future, stop grabbing people's tongue, you fucking
pervert.
All right,
pervert. Man,
all right. No, come on, I'm glad we're getting the bottom of this. Yeah. What are you? Thief? What's the other thing you've done? You've done something else. What's all the crimes you've done? You need to add them up.
Crimes.
Thief of the bag, something else. Now you're a tongue grabber. Stop it. Pervert. I think this is.
Babadoo, 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 bah.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Listener since the beginning here and really enjoying the recent medical stories, so I thought I'd send you my own.
Oh, get in.
As a first-year student midwife, we learned at university how to insert catheters. And after watching it done in practice a few times, I felt confident that I could do it. I was caring for a lady who decided to have an epidural and therefore needed to insert a catheter as she would soon lose the sensation of her legs.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, that's why you get one.
Because you lose the sensation from your waist down, so you lose control of your bladder, innit? I think that's it.
God bless the epidural. I mean, I've not had a natural birth, but why? This is what I don't understand, right?
Mm.
Why doesn't everyone just get an epidural?
Oh, you can't, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really comment on it though, because you're a bloke and you never go through it.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I've got a vagina. I've got two children. I'm allowed to comment. That's my personal opinion.
You
give everyone a fucking epidural.
You've got a vagina.
Go You haven't seen it for a while.
I haven't seen it for that long. Forgot it existed.
But it's still there. Honestly, it's still there. Still works. Still. Hidden away. Tucked in. Like a little peach. No. Do you know what an epidural is?
Yeah, it's the thing in the spine, isn't it?
Yeah.
You put it in the spine.
Which just, it means that it's not horrifically painful.
But again, I've said it a million times. It's like... I don't like pain. I don't like pain in any way, shape or form.
Well, who does?
As I've always said, if me and you got together and I had to have the kids and you went, let's have a family, I'd go, absolutely not, we're not having a family, we're dying alone, because that'll hurt like fuck.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But back in the day when obviously there wasn't much pain killers and all that kind of stuff and they didn't have the means, that's why they went through horrific pain. But now, you know, medicine's really come on.
Yeah.
There's things that can do. So nowadays, if you've got a headache, what do you do?
Yeah.
Take a fucking paracetamol.
Oh, paracetamol. Sorry.
So I'm just
my legs are numb and my head's still fucking killing.
Honestly, give me the drugs. I want a natural birth. Right, that's great. But you're just going to be in agony and you're going to ask for them anyway. So you might as well just go in open-minded and go, you know what? That's what I did with Robin.
Yeah.
I went in very much. I was like, look, if I can do it, it's crack on. But I said this to midwife. I was like, if it's available and I'm in pain, I would like it, please.
Yeah.
So I got diamorphine.
Yeah.
Best thing in the world.
Off your tits. Made no sense whatsoever.
God, it was so good.
Yeah.
But then I got sliced open. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was an all-round horrible day.
It was nearly two days, Chris.
Absolutely horrible day.
Not great. Awful. Anyway, crack on.
Got to be honest with you, this next part of the email gets a little bit scientific.
Mm-hmm.
I got all set up and went ahead, separating the labia... and inserting the numbing gel into her urethra.
Mm-hmm.
I started to insert the catheter, but it wasn't going anywhere. I tried a few times, then made eye contact with my midwife mentor. She leant down and whispered, "Try a bit lower." This is when I realised that I'd been prodding the catheter into her clitoris.
Great.
I mean, it's a fucking labyrinth down there.
They're not far apart.
How many, you greedy women, how many things do you want right on the same bit?
What do you mean?
It's like a fucking, it's like a car that's been modified too much. There's loads going on down there. It's like a labyrinth. It's craziness.
All right, but we're complex little characters.
Do you know what I mean? You see someone who's got a phone, and you see their iPhone, and it's an iPhone, and it's got a case on, and it's got a pop socket on the back, and it's got a bit where you put the credit cards in, and then it's got a power pack, and then you go, fucking how many bits of shit you got on there? Same as you.
The vagina of phones.
It's honestly, it's like a fucking Rubik's Cube. There's about five doors down there. So what's going on? Up, right. Left, careful, right.
There's no doors, okay?
There's openings, there's fucking...
There's absolutely no doors.
There's passageways, there's openings, there's revolving doors.
No, there's not, hang on.
Ventilation shafts.
Okay. There's the clitoris, yeah. Which is like the little ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're yet to find that.
One day.
It's got a little hood. There's the hood, there's the clitoris.
Oh, there we go, there's another bit added
there's,
in.
There's like the wee hole. Is that the urethra, yeah. I'm guessing? So yeah. That's where your wee comes from.
Brilliant.
And then there's the, I just call it the tampon hole.
Fantastic.
So there's that one. That's where the babies come out of.
Are you a doctor?
Honestly, the first time you've got to put a tampon in and you've got to look down there. And it, because my mum told me to get a mirror and she was like, just have a look. It was the first time I'd ever seen it. And I was a bit like, you was like, there's loads of holes.
It's unbelievable. Honestly, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's like a thing on Flash Gordon where you got to put their hands in all the different holes in the rock and then something stings them.
Never seen it.
Nah.
Sorry.
Great film.
You've lost us.
Great film. Great analogy. Luckily, the epidural had kicked in, so the woman was none the wiser. That is, of course, unless she noticed the utter embarrassment on my face. Thanks to the anonymous, now qualified midwife who can insert a catheter just fine.
There you go.
Hey, look, it's all a learning curve. Well done.
So a little clit tickled in labour.
That's a bloody lovely day. Well, you got to pay extra for that, eh?
I never got a clit tickle.
You don't deserve a clit tickle.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've been waiting to send this since the day it happened, but now feels a good time. Not sure why. During the first lockdown, I was furloughed. Lucky little bastard. Honestly... Are we going to take a minute to talk about furlough?
Oh.
These people who've been furloughed, what a lovely bloody little time you've been having, I swear to God.
Well, definitely
I
the first one.
Christ.
Definitely the first one. The first one, everyone was just euphoric.
Aye.
It's sunny, I'm paid, I'm in the garden, drinking wine.
Tell you what.
No one's allowed to come round. Fucking sign me up, Boris. Come on. You can go out for an hour. I'm all right. I'm all right, mate.
I'm a little bit jealous, but at the same time, people work very hard, and you know what?
Yeah,
had a cheeky little full paid year.
I think we're specifically referring to a couple of friends of ours who were just buzzing with it. We're not saying that everyone furloughed had a great time. You know, I know people love their jobs and stuff, and everyone's been affected differently. We're referring to a few people on our Instagrams who were just having barbecues every day.
Hang on a minute. Are we not allowed to laugh about any of it yet?
I don't know. But I just do know that's. We had to write a book with Robin in the house, finish writing a book, and keep doing the podcast every day while having, you know, multiple nervous breakdowns because of what was going on. And some people are just like, I've completed Netflix! Ah, I've drank loads of wine! Ah, look at me garden! Fuck yourselves.
Checking the bank. Still being paid!
I haven't gone on the train for a fucking year, this class! Oh, well, congratulations. I've personally had a horrible time, but okay. Glad you've enjoyed yourself.
Anyway, right. So during the first lockdown, I was furloughed and doing F all. Great, great.
There we go. So, we should have dove in on them after that sentence. So we sounded like we were being arseholes
there. No, because we knew people who had been furloughed for the first 6 months did fuck all.
Yeah, they did fuck all. I thought it was great.
Anyway.
Okay.
So decided to download Tinder, as you do.
At the moment when we can't go anywhere or see anyone, they decided to download a dating app.
Well, because you can chat to people though. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I can't imagine the conversation's very good on Tinder, but go on then.
So, after talking to a boy for a while and decided to go on a socially distanced walk. Oh, vom.
Right.
It was all nice, although he did remind me a bit of my brother, but I hadn't ruled him out completely.
Brilliant.
Awful.
What the hell's going on here?
Can you imagine? Met a lovely guy. What's he like? Me brother.
But then again, I do. You do say that I look like your brother.
You slightly resemble. You've got the same colour hair, similar eyes, and that. But you are nothing like him.
Right, okay.
Like how he's been on the podcast, you're nothing alike. You are nothing alike.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not like this now. But
I suppose you didn't really notice that until later on. It's not like you went on a first date and you were like, you look like my brother. It was later on that you realised.
Okay. A few days later, there was a meteor shower, so we planned to park our cars on a big hill ready to watch it. That's canny.
That is quite nice.
Yeah. Safe to say, we didn't see any shooting stars, but we did sit with our windows rolled down with the dominoes and a sketchy-looking mocktail that he'd somehow obtained.
Dominoes? Hold on. Were you both touching the same dominoes without sanitising them?
Yeah. No. So they've got
blood on your hands! Blood on your hands! Hope you sanitise them, Domino. Double blonk. Sanitise that.
Chris, people won't get this because they're not in our house during the pandemic when we've been kicking off. So they went in separate cars and they've rolled the windows down so they can chat to each other.
Well, my point is how they played dominoes.
They've ate the dominoes.
Is it weird that because we live in the countryside now and we can't get dominoes delivered to the point of where you said dominoes and I'd forgot that they were a pizza place and I thought you
Did
meant
you
the
think
game.
Playing dominoes?
That's
no.
why I said, have you been sanitising the dominoes? I thought they were playing dominoes. No, I've lost my fucking mind. I haven't had a dominoes for so long. I forgot that they were a pizza place and I just remembered that they were a game that old men play.
Oh, Chris,
I thought
no.
they had a little camping table and they were hanging out the window playing.
No, dominoes is now a modern day reference of
to pizza.
Pizza,
right, okay.
Wow.
Fucking hell, I think I'm dying.
Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, right, so they've had a Domino's.
Yeah.
And they've gotten in separate cars, but they've shared a Domino's.
Right, okay.
And they've eaten mocktails.
I was saying, better not being a half and half, because you're not allowed them.
No, you're not. As we were saying, it was time to leave, etc., etc., some very bright lights appeared behind us.
Oh, God.
It was a police van.
Mm-hmm.
They accused us of dogging. Their reason, this is funny, their reason being that my face was red and my hair was messy, in brackets, self-esteem hasn't returned since. You've been dogging. We haven't been dogging. No, you have. You look like you've just been shagged.
A state of you, love. Pizza all over your face, hairs everywhere.
Really, really haven't. She said as well. And they said they could tell we'd just finished up. Brilliant. And I'd quickly got changed again.
Brilliant.
They didn't believe there was a meteor shower at all and gave us both official police warnings for dogging.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Full on charge them. The only reason they didn't arrest us was because there were already people in the back of the van that they had caught in the act. And I was mortified and completely ghosted by the boy afterwards.
That's amazing.
I know. So they've actually got criminal records for dogging.
Wow.
Even though they hadn't done it.
That's amazing.
The next morning, I had to explain to my parents what happened, although they still to this day believe I was actually dogging.
Fair enough.
Me and the Tinder boy that I ghosted for a few weeks now live together with two cats, so not all bad has come from the day we got criminal records for dogging.
From dogging to cats. Happy days.
Dogging to catting. Isn't that sad, though? But all like, oh, they're coming to tour. Can't wait to see you on tour. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, brilliant. They'll be the one outside in the car park with the steamed up windows. Huh? You fucking liars.
That's a nice little story for your wedding day, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite nice.
Yeah.
It's lovely, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the police were having none of that. No. Well, that was when everyone went crazy. That was when police went mad with stuff. When there's
don't sit on the bench and all that kind of shit.
That was when I remember when it first all happened and they were talking about social distance and not being able to go anywhere. They interviewed a prostitute on the news. And they had her face blurred and they're going, you're going to still keep working? And she's going, yeah. And they're going, well, social distancing. You just got an illegal job. She's got an illegal job, you fucking moron. I remember when there was...
Blood on your hands!
But there was one of the footballers, a Manchester... I think it was awful story. One of the, it might have been... Was it Dele Alli or someone? One of the Manchester footballers? He might not even play for Manchester. Anyway, I don't know much about football. A footballer got his house burgled during the first lockdown.
Right.
And they came in and they like attacked him, like punched him in the face and stuff and stole loads of stuff out of his house. And everyone was like, social distancing. They were robbers. They don't care about normal laws. They've broken. They don't care about normal laws. They're not going to give two shits about the new little rule that's just happened. You fuck.
It all went a bit.
When they interviewed that prostitute, I couldn't believe what was going on. BBC News, prostitute. Well, you're still going to keep working. Yeah, because, you know, I don't get furloughed because I'm a cash-in-hand prostitute. Well, you know, you're not supposed to be able to see. But yeah, I kind of wasn't supposed to be doing this beforehand because... I'm a prostitute. You idiot of a man.
Social distancing.
Crazy. It went crazy for a bit. I think I'm only just realising it now.
Chris, it really did. It fucking really, hell. Really did.
Just the cheek of them coppers, you dog. And no, not you. Look like you've just dogged each other, daft man.
They've got a criminal record for dogging.
Who gets a pizza delivered to their dogging site? How are you, man, policeman? And get your phone out and look for the meteor shower. Fuck me, honestly. Sick. Everyone got power mad at the beginning of all this.
I just don't know why they've stood for that. If a police officer came to me and I was sat in my car, you know, proper innocently just having the Domino's with the Tinder date, and they were like, I'd be like, I have not.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you have? I'd be like, literally, no, get a lie detector test. I'm going on Jeremy Kyle. You're honestly, I'm taking you to court. Yeah, I have not been dog. Swabbers.
Swabbers.
I'd want swabbed. I would want swabbed. What?
I demand a swabbing.
I demand a swabbing because there's been absolutely no dogging going on here.
Wow.
Who just lets them give them a bloody
criminal record? I mean, you can't agree. You can't really argue back, can you?
What? Why not?
Well, they kick off. They'll lock you up if you argue back.
Right. Well, I'd rather be locked up for denying dogging than be charged with dogging that I haven't done.
Yeah. So what would you say specifically?
Oh, well, I've never been in trouble with the police. No. So I am genuinely actually a bit terrified of them.
Well, yeah, but we've got, you know, mounting up the evidence on this podcast, you know, super drug thief, tongue grabber, all the other perverted stuff.
Well,
that
was because...
Years ago, I remember me mum was outside, I think it was in Newcastle or the Metro Centre or something, wherever there was one. She was outside the shop and an old lady walked past and said to me and me mum, "Hey, you're disgraceful, innit? You know, they're trying to tell the kids not to have drugs and then now they're calling the shop that." She was fucking raging.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. What a shop of drugs.
Super, not even just drugs. Super drugs. What, they're trying to mix messages and tell them not to do the drugs and all they're saying they're super? Babadoo, 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 bab. Rosie, I think we might have found the biggest bastard on the planet.
Oh, aside from yours truly.
Brilliant. Yours truly means you. Oh, so,
right. Well,
you trying to say me?
I meant you.
Brilliant. She meant you.
Oh, right. Yes, yours truly means me. Yeah. Right.
Great. Right, okay, I'll take that. I'll just sit back and let you just roast yourself. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Loving the podcast. Almost finished the book, which is fab too. Thank you very much. There's also a tour.
Thank you.
I have just paused episode 120 to write this email, as I am always sad that I have no gross stories. But the switching screws story reminded me of something my best mate has done for years.
So this was when the girl gets a kick out of switching the screws around in
DIY
home,
shops. Yeah.
Home Depot. God, I watch too much American telly. Yeah, Why have I just called the shop Home Depot?
B&Q or Wix or something. Yeah. Brilliant.
God, I need to stop watching American telly.
So it was someone who switches the screws around so that when people
get them back,
they've got smaller, they've got the wrong size screws. Yeah. Which is ironically probably why Screwfix keep all the stuff at the back, like Argos, so you can't mess it up.
It's probably happened loads.
Listen to this. Mm. This is one of the harshest things I think I've heard, and I don't even do this in my everyday life. Right. I don't even use this product.
And you're a bellend.
And I don't even use this product, is my point.
Okay.
Whenever she sees packs of hair dye in the shops, they are never sealed. So she opens the boxes and swaps the colour tubes round.
Knob.
Can you imagine the horror of thinking you're dyeing your hair blonde or brown and it turns out to be black or poppy red instead? Just like the screws, she never actually sees the outcome but thinks she is some kind of evil genius nonetheless.
That's horrible.
Isn't that genuinely...
I'm sorry.
Horrific.
What's happened to these people in
early
life?
Isn't that just awful?
Horrible.
Really bad, that, isn't it?
They've got trauma. They've got childhood trauma. To have to do stuff like that. That's wicked.
It's a proper shitty thing to do.
That's really not nice. Oh, that's upset me. What a horrible thing. What a horrible person.
On the lines of that, here's another one I got, which is very similar, but not as evil. But this, I now feel like people may do this, right? Dear Rosie and Chris, a few weeks ago, my boyfriend and I went to Waitrose, well done, to find a sauce or a moist maker to go with our chicken for tea. Moist maker, friends reference, very good.
Moist maker?
That's what Ross puts the middle bit of bread in his sandwich is moist maker. It's a sauce to go with the chicken.
Nice.
As we were perusing the shelves, he picked up a jar of rose harissa paste.
Mm.
Jeez, I don't know what that is, but that sounds posh.
They use it in recipes. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. the chefs.
Have you? Because that sounded like you were just winging that. Rules of Rosie. Yeah, they use it in recipes. Yeah, well, of course they use it in recipes, Rosie. Can you? Fucking bullshit. You bullshitted. You don't know what that is.
I've heard of Rosie.
You don't know what that is.
Chris, I've heard of it. I don't know what
that is. So you didn't say I heard of it. You went, they use it in, and then you went to say a thing, and you didn't know the thing, so then you went, recipes. What a general comment to me. Yes, they use it in cooking, and they specifically put it in foods. Won't you bullshit a bullshitter? That was...
I've heard people, like chefs use it and stuff.
Chefs use it! This is getting worse!
Just carry on. Come on, let's carry on. I'm not long. Come on, let's carry on.
Oh, yes, yes. Rose harissa paste. Yeah, I'm very familiar with it. It contains rose and harissa in a paste form. And did you say it was in a jar? Yeah, yes, they are in jars. Did you come in jars? Fucking bullshit.
Listen, I've been away, Rose, a few times. I'm picking up the lingo.
So listen to this. Right, as we were perusing the shelves, he picked up a jar of rose harissa paste and opened the jar to smell it.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
I was absolutely horrified. I asked him what the fuck he was doing opening a jar in a shop that he hadn't paid for. He told me that he wanted to smell it to decide if he wanted to buy it.
No.
I had to explain to him that this was unacceptable psychopathic behaviour.
Yeah.
He maintains he did absolutely nothing wrong and that he knew he was probably going to buy it anyway. I have a strange feeling he may have done this before, and I live with a cereal jar opener who may not be purchasing the items he is sniffing.
You can't be doing that.
So bad, dude.
He's popped the popper.
Yeah. So always, my point is always check the popper.
Check the popper.
But the hair dye thing freaked me right out. Gosh. Guys, check the hair dye thing. That's so harsh.
What a
dickhead thing to do.
People love that. I mean, that the jar popping, I obviously don't
do it.
It's
selfish.
But yeah, it is very selfish. Yeah. But, you know, I can kind of...
No.
No, but he's probably innocently done it. Not, right, you know, okay. Some people are... Chris, some people are stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, some people don't know what they use rose harissa paste for.
Well, I mean, does it go on chicken?
Maybe.
I'm thinking they said, chicken.
They said chicken in the email. No! Wow, you are a charlatan. You're a charlatan. Have you ever cooked in our house? Or did you do with Mrs. Doubtfire and get delivered all the time? You fucking liar.
I wish. HelloFresh is delivered, I suppose, but you still got to cook it. But no, the hair dye thing, that's upsetting. Because that's just cruel. And then, like you say, they never see the outcome of that. So what's the point?
Someone's just gutted with the wrong hair. Yeah.
Well, I never buy anything where the seal's broken.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
There's the lesson.
Screw you.
Public
screw
service you. Announcement. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Murdenoid, which is now part, and always has been, of the Acast Creator Network.
Ah, oh, yes, the Acast Creator Network. I'm familiar with the Acast Creator Network. There's a network of creators for Acast.
Yes.
Yes, right, yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm very knowledgeable on that.
Well done.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmurdenoid@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back in the ears next week. The tour's on sale now and all of that jazz. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.